The next patient is Bonnie Byram. The last name is B-Y-R-A-M. And the first name is B, like a boy, O-N-N-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Heredia, H-E-R-E-D-I-A, who refers this patient for evaluation of the kidney function. In February of the year 2023, the patient had an estimated GFR that was consistent with CKD stage 2, and July of 2023, the clearance was down to the high 30s period. When we reviewed the urinalysis, there is no evidence of proteinuria and no evidence of the activity in the urinary sediment. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio is normal. So the changes in the kidney function are most likely associated to several factors. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is present for 40 years. She has severe coronary artery disease with two bypasses that were done along with a valve replacement, bioprosthetic valve. The patient has severe peripheral vascular disease that has been evaluated by Dr. De Jesus, D, like in Delta, E, Jesus, G, J, E, S, U, S. And stents in the abdominal cavity and apparently in the renal artery have been done. Whether or not the patient has nephropathy associated to contrast is another consideration. If that is the case, the kidney function will recover progressively. Number two, the patient has been suffering from anemia, that is iron deficiency on and off. Recently, the cardiologist decided to stop the Plavix along with the administration of apixaban and follow-up is supposed to be given. Following numbers, the patient has a an incidentaloma in the left adrenal gland that has to be monitored, and apparently there is not evidence of functionality. There is no excessive elevation of the blood sugar. There is no evidence of arterial hypertension. There is no evidence of electrolyte imbalance. Period. We will continue the observation. Following number. Peripheral vascular disease are discussed above that has been treated by the vascular surgeon. Following number, a diarrhea that has been evaluated by gastroenterology. Following number, following number, history of arterial hypertension under control. Following number, the patient had evidence in the past of fatigue, weakness that have been evaluated by neurology. Neurology, the patient has evidence of multiple lacunar, L-A-C-U-N-A-R, infarcts. At the present time, we're going to request the follow-up laboratory workup in order to complete the assessment. But in summary, I think that this is nephrosclerosis without evidence of significant proteinuria at this time. The patient has a history of hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. We spent 25 minutes reviewing the referral and the prior laboratory workup, and in the face-to-face, 30 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.